You might also be tempted to make statements about the past or the future when your friend's present life holds so much pain. But you can't know what the future will be. It may or may not be better later. Omniscient platitudes aren't helpful. Stick with the truth. This hurts. I love you. I'm here. Keep in mind that being with someone who is in pain isn't easy. Your friend cannot show up for their part of the relationship very well, and you will likely get hurt. Don't take it personally, and please don't take it out on them. In fact, one of the best things you can do for a grieving friend is anticipate their needs. Don't say, "Call me if there's anything I can do," because your friend will not call. Identifying a need, figuring out who might fill that need, and then making a phone call to ask a light years beyond your grieving friend's energy level, capacity, or interest. Instead, make concrete offers. "I will stop by each morning on my way to work and take the dog for a quick walk." Then show up and do it. Of course, the real work of grieving is not something you can do for your friend, but you can lessen the burden of everyday life. Assist in small, ordinary ways, such as refilling prescriptions, taking in the mail, or shoveling snow. These tasks are tangible evidence of love. You can also shield your friend by setting yourself up as the designated point person, the one who relays information to the outside world or organizes well-wishers. If your friendship is close enough, you can even offer to tackle projects together. There will likely be plenty of difficult tasks that need tending to, things like choosing a casket, mortuary visits, sorting through and packing up a lifetime of belongings. Then be sure to follow through on your offers to help. Above all, show your love. Say something. Do something. Be willing to stand beside the gaping hole that is opened in your friend's life without flinching or turning away. Listen. Be there. Be love. Love is the only thing that lasts.